Penguin Random House Audio presents A Life Less Throwaway, The Lost Art of Buying for Life. Written and read by Tara Button.
Introduction, or Why I Want My Grandmother's Tights. My grandmother's tights used to last forever. They were so strong people could tow cars with them, and did. Granny got two pairs, one to wash and one to wear. But then the manufacturers decided to change the way their stockings were made, and not for the better. So today, when I reach for a pair of tights, it's like playing pantyhose Russian roulette. Which pair will break this morning? It may not seem like a crisis to have a drawer stuffed with half-laddered hosiery, but I see it as a very small glimpse into a much larger problem. Our whole houses, our whole lives have become stuffed full of things that let us down, cause our stress levels to skyrocket and our bank accounts to empty. But precisely because these things are poorly made or faddy, perversely, we are compelled to buy more of them. But couldn't life be different? What if we decided to surround ourselves with beautiful, well-made things that lasted forever, instead of for-now objects that soon need replacing? That was the seed of an idea that came to me in 2013. Before then, I was a paid-up, loyalty card-carrying member of the Impulse Shopper Club, who never questioned the things I bought. I'd always been a spendthrift. My mother says that as a child, it never much mattered how much pocket money I was given. I was always broke, and this behaviour carried on into adulthood. Once I decided I wanted something, I needed it right away, and so my life and home became filled up with stuff that was almost but not quite right. Longevity wasn't one of my criteria, so I intended...